Hey guys, welcome back. If you are someone who has struggled with overcoming the good girl persona and feeling safe to be seen to express yourself authentically, today's episode is for you. Healing from good girl conditioning and learning to take up space as your authentic self can feel overwhelming. Believe me, I get it. That's why today I'm talking about how we can begin to release these old habits that no longer serve us in ways that feel truly safe to our bodies so we can create the changes we desire in our lives. You're listening to the Reframing Neurodiversity Podcast, and I am your host, Melissa Jackson. I help women with ADHD get to the root of their symptoms so they can begin healing and passing a new way down to their kids. I believe that by supporting women, we help our children too. Let's talk about it. Hi, friends. Welcome back. I'm so happy to be here connecting with you in this space. I am going to be really transparent with you today. I am feeling away, and I actually was having trouble, like, what do I even want to talk to you guys about today? Feeling a little bit blocked, just feeling a bit in this space of like transformation where a part of me that I was really attached to and knew exactly where I was going and what I was doing and, you know, how I wanted to be of service and my purpose and felt really grounded in, I feel like my foundation has been like really rocked recently. And I don't know if any of you are experiencing this, where just like questioning everything and seeing things differently, like perspective shifting and sort of these big ahas and epiphanies that feel like are leading me in the right direction, but are also making me feel really shaky because I'm having to leave behind a part of me that I was really comfortable with and attached to and felt safe and secure. And I don't know if any of you follow astrology. I love astrology. So I'm a Capricorn sun, a Cancer moon, and a Sagittarius rising. And so I have like it's like the two opposites, a Capricorn and a Cancer. So like I like to feel very grounded and, you know, that earth sign in me to like know that there's a plan and structure and where I'm going, and I'm very like hardworking and dedicated to what I'm passionate about. But my inside is also very watery and emotional, and I feel things really deeply, which is my Cancer part. And so right now I feel like I'm in this space of just feeling so ungrounded in a way, just to be like really transparent. And if you do follow astrology, you know that today is a full moon lunar eclipse in Virgo, which eclipses are kind of these times when the things that aren't working in our lives get to come to the surface and fall away. And it's always for our greater good, right? It's always for our higher evolution, but it can feel very uncomfortable, and it can often feel like grief and loss, because whenever something changes or is removed from our lives or shifts, there is a sense of loss, right? And I think sometimes we can judge that or kind of feel anxious about it or get worked up about, why am I feeling away? Why am I not just feeling content with things evolving, shifting, changing? And I think there's so much to be learned here in how we show up for ourselves when things are uncomfortable, when things are sticky, when things are uncertain, and how we lean into faith and trust that everything is really working out for us, even if we can't see the plan ahead yet. And so this is kind of a side note, but it's just really, to be candid, like the space that I am in right now. And I know a lot of people are in it. And so I just want to voice to that as I lean into talking today about, you know, healing from good girl conditioning and learning how to take up space in ways that are more authentic to us in the world. And a lot of this shedding, and for me personally, and this evolution that feels really unsturdy at the moment, it's like a part of me is dying. It almost feels like death of the good girl, death of the perfectionist. And even though that's a good thing, right? Even though that's for my greater expansion, for my evolution, for me to show up in a way that is more aligned, where I can be of greater impact, of service, to feel more joy and connection in my life, all the things I desire, right, are on the other side of letting go of these things. The loss of them, even though they weren't serving me, feels like grief. Can you guys relate to this? So, and sometimes I think it's hard to put like our words around what's happening, because it doesn't make sense, right? Like, it's like, well, of course I want to release perfectionism. Of course I want to release good girl conditioning. But when that has been our identity for so long, that has felt like safety for so long, I think we can underestimate the impact of how unsettling and even feelings of sadness and that uncertainty and even panic, the things that can come up that don't feel very comfortable in the process of releasing what no longer serves us, can kind of get brushed under the rug. And I just really want to put a little flashlight on that today and be like, if this is you, especially just in this space that I'm releasing this episode astrologically, it probably is many of you. I want to let you know you're not doing anything wrong. You are absolutely not alone. And all of this is happening for you. I think it's so important always to like come back to ourselves and choose the perspective shift that feels grounding and good in our bodies, because our minds can run so wild, right? And kind of take us down these rabbit holes that can lead us really disconnected from ourselves and in this state of, you know, dysregulation and panic and fight or flight or shutdown. And when we can come back to like, nope, let's shift the dial to the better feeling thought that feels more accurate and true in my body. And what is actually happening here? Okay, what's actually happening is I'm in a space where I'm ready to let go of things that no longer serve me. And that's uncomfortable and that's scary. And my nervous system, that is unfamiliar to my nervous system. And as we know, things that are unfamiliar to the nervous system feel like threat. And creating safety to be with healthier habits is a very slow process that we have to baby step ourselves into. And so just, I think, understanding what's happening for us in times like this, whether it's releasing perfectionism or good girl conditioning or whatever your thing is, giving yourself that grace and compassion to be with the emotions that come up that maybe sometimes don't make sense, that I think we can kind of go down that like harsh self-critic of judgment of, I shouldn't be feeling this way, or this doesn't make any sense, you know? And the more we can lean into just that self-love and compassion and curiosity around all the things that we're feeling and realizing that there's a good reason we're feeling these things, right? Like for me, my good girl persona, my perfectionism, like that was my identity. That's what kept me safe. That's what got me love and acceptance and made me feel worthy. Of course, it makes sense that I would have feelings and maybe sadness and fear and feel a bit lost when I'm releasing and shifting an identity, you know? And I think the more that we can just be so gentle with ourselves during these times and talk to ourselves like we would to our friends or our kids and other people we love in our lives, like really showing up for ourselves in that way, especially during times of uncertainty and change, it really changes everything and how we can move through it. So on the flip side of this, the amazing part about releasing these old habits, these old conditioned behaviors around people pleasing and being quiet and not taking up space and doing everything right and perfect, is that there is liberation and freedom on the other side of this. There is the opportunity to experience who we actually are, to start living more authentic lives, which not only brings more joy and connection to ourselves and with others, but it impacts our health, you guys. Like if you listen back to episodes 36 and 37, I talk about people pleasing, and really at the core of that is this self-abandonment and lack of authenticity that leads to physical ailments and autoimmune conditions in women. And it really impacts our physical health, not just our emotional and mental well-being, but truly our bodies on a physical level are impacted by this self-abandonment, by this not feeling free to take up space, not feeling free to speak our needs, not feeling free to be who we truly are, and being stuck in this fear of being exposed, of being seen, because it might mean rejection and abandonment that feels unsafe to our nervous system. And with so much love and compassion and grace for ourselves that we can understand this on an intellectual level, you guys, but embodying this, you know, on a bodily level, on a nervous system level, takes time. And so I just really want to encourage you to be really gentle with yourself and not expect this to like land in your body overnight. You might have to hear this multiple times and take little tiny steps towards what you actually want to achieve before you really feel embodied in releasing these things in your life. And so I also want to talk today a little bit about things you can do to start to take action steps, old habits in ways that are not going to feel jarring and dysregulating to your nervous system. Because when we take jumps that are too big, too quick, we can then drop down into that like shutdown. You know, we can dissociate. It can be too much for our bodies. And so doing things slowly and in the somatic world, they call it in titrated ways, which is means just little tiny steps, is how we're going to find safety to create new habits that actually serve us, that actually allow us to step into more authenticity, that actually allow us to take up more space, to use our voice, to be seen in ways that don't completely shut down our nervous system. So the first thing I want to say is start small. The best thing to do is to really figure out who is in your life that you do feel safe with. Maybe it's one person that you feel like you can start practicing this with. Like, it's not go out in the world and just be your authentic self. Sometimes we don't even know what the heck that is. It's a process, you know, it's an unfolding of discovery of ourselves before we can even do that. So not putting that pressure on ourselves. Like, it's okay if we still have certain areas of our life where we're masking, where we're people-pleasing, where we're falling into good girl conditioning. But it's becoming the observer of our thoughts, the observer of our behaviors, and with grace and compassion, getting curious on why we're doing those things, and then trying to take action in really small ways with one or two people in our lives that feel really safe. And you may even want to have the conversation with that friend, with that partner, whoever it is that like, hey, this is what I'm practicing. Will you support me in this and be really honest with it? Because I will tell you, this is how our bodies learn to operate in a new way and in a way where it actually feels safe. So this might look like being with a friend and like, what do you want to do today? And actually saying the thing you want to do, even if it might be different than what they want to do. Or, you know, I mean, it can be so small, you guys. It can be like in the grocery store when they're checking you out and they start to put your bags in plastic and you really don't want it. And speaking up and being like, I'd really prefer the paper. Like, it can be so tiny, but it's like these little moments where we can just say what we actually feel, what we actually think, what we actually want, even if it's not what the other person on the receiving end wants to hear. And then when our bodies realize we did that and we were safe, it builds this capacity to do it on a bigger scale. And that's how we grow this window of tolerance to speak up, take more space, be more us, to be more seen on bigger levels. But we have to start so, so small, you guys, and be so gentle with ourselves in the process and just really lean into getting curious about the behaviors that we do, because all of these stem from a place of survival that served us at some point, right? You know, when we were kids, it likely was a way of receiving love, of feeling seen, literally being safe, of not being rejected or abandoned. We're wired for connection as human beings. So as children, when we're taught that this is how you receive connection and love, it just makes so much sense. We would adopt some of these patterns, right? But as we get into adulthood and realize that these things don't serve us, it can be on such autopilot and so ingrained in our nervous system as safe that shifting those behaviors can feel daunting. And then we can, if we try to do too much or we have our expectations on ourselves change everything right away, we can completely shut down and be overwhelmed and just be frozen. So this is why I just really want to encourage you to like, take it back, scale it back. Don't put all this pressure on yourself. Like, literally treat yourself how you would treat your child, your best friend, your parent. If they were going through something tough, you know, and be that soft voice for yourself who's curious, who gives that compassion and grace, and then finding the people in your life you can start practicing, taking the action steps in really tiny, subtle ways until, you know, maybe that feels more comfortable. Do you actually speak up with the person in the grocery store and then you speak up with your mom about that thing she does and how it crosses a boundary, but you start practicing it in ways that feel safe to your body, that are really small, and it builds this resilience to show up, to be seen, to take up space. You know, when we're kids, Dr. Gabor Mate says that being accepted, valued, and recognized for who we truly are and not for what we do is a core need. And when we were taught that the way we behaved on the outside, the way, you know, those perfectionistic tendencies, maybe we got the good grades or we were so helpful or we never had needs or we were, you know, the good kid, which is a whole nother thing that we're discovering, you know, the impacts later of being the good kid are a lot of self-suppression and self-abandonment and people-pleasing and all of these things that disconnect us from our true selves in order to receive love. So being the good kid, being the good girl that got us that acceptance, made us feel valued, also left a really gaping hole of not being seen for who we truly are. Because we were afraid to show people who we truly were, because what if that meant they removed the love, the acceptance, the safety, right? And so when we start to believe our value is based on what we do in the world, how we perform, that becomes another layer of disconnection from ourselves and ultimately the connection we can feel with other people. And so as women, as mothers, when we can tap into this for ourselves, when we can start to realize where and how this is happening in our own lives and start to take little action steps to do it differently, to get curious, to shift this internal narrative with ourselves, to get more disciplined with our thoughts that we think, we can truly begin to shift these generational cycles of self-abandonment, of people-pleasing, of being the good girl, of needing to be perfect to be loved. So I just want to say, if you're in this space where you're facing a lot of fears, you're releasing perfectionism, you're wanting to take up more space in the world, but you literally feel overwhelmed, stuck, frozen, maybe intellectual with your mind, you know this is what you want to do, but your body is just like at a halt. I just want to tell you, I so see you. I understand. I have been there. I'm working through my own layers of healing, as we all are. And I think we're in a time and space right now where we're all being called to sort of up-level in our consciousness, in our behaviors, in the way we show up for ourselves. And so I hope you're giving yourself grace and compassion, and this gives you permission, if you're not, to start doing that. And reminding yourself that if you are a mom, when you start giving yourself the grace and compassion you need, it not only translates the way you're able to show up for your kids, but it gives them permission to give themselves grace and compassion when they make mistakes, when they're uncertain, when they're not feeling great. And it really starts to relieve and shift the cycle around needing to always be good, right? Because sometimes we're not. And that's life. And it's not always supposed to be good. It's like we have to go through the discomfort in order to evolve and heal. And I think sometimes about like even leaning into like spring and a fresh start. It's like when a new plant is born and is being unearthed and coming to the surface, I'm sure that process is uncomfortable, right? It's fragile and delicate and it needs to be watered and loved and nurtured and it needs space and time to grow. And so just looking at nature as a reflection of our own evolution, like giving that to ourselves. If we're in this space where things, the old way is just not feeling like us anymore and we're wanting to shift, let's set aside the harsh self-critic that's like, oh, I see these patterns. I don't want to be doing them. So now I'm going to harp on myself and bash myself if I'm not doing it better now. And if I feel sad or disconnected or overwhelmed, I'm also going to judge myself because I shouldn't be feeling that either. Like really getting clear about this voice we've got in our head. And thank you for all your years of trying to keep me safe, but I'm going to put you on the shelf over here and I'm going to shift the dial and lean into the voice, the parent, the adult that I needed, who's going to give me that love and compassion and understanding for where I am in my process and the space to be in this process. You know, our nervous system responds to moving slowly. So give yourself the gift of moving through these things slowly, because so many women are struggling with the people-pleasing and the good girl conditioning and wanting to shift, but it can be so difficult because it's so ingrained. And it's like, where do we begin? And it's like, we begin here, you guys. We begin by slowly turning inward, getting curious about what feels like a true yes to us, what feels like a true no, and finding the people that we can actually say those things to, and then learning to show up for ourselves when it does feel uncomfortable. Because honestly, setting even just a small boundary in a kind, respectful way may make your body feel like a tiger is about to attack you. You know, your nervous system might get so dysregulated. And rather than feeling like that's a sign that, oh, I shouldn't set this boundary, I should just keep being the people pleaser, it's having the tools to show up for your nervous system when you take those baby steps to find safety in your body. And if you want help with this, you guys, I'll drop the link in the show notes. Jump on over to my community and Substack. I've broken down into 4 different categories, whether you're in fight, flight, freeze, or fawn in the nervous system, specific guided videos that will show you how to create safety in your body in these moments. I'll be explaining to you what's going on in your nervous system, how you move in and out of these different states, and give you specific tools that work where you're at, exactly where you need it. Because if we're in shutdown or burnout, we need something different than if we're in fight or flight. And so in that space, I'll be walking you through how to meet yourself where you're at, to find safety, to start taking these little steps with the people in your life. And this is what's going to build that window of tolerance and create greater capacity for you to be with the things that are uncomfortable, so that you can slowly start taking those baby steps to feeling more seen, to taking up more space, to using your voice, to showing up more authentically, which is ultimately going to not only heal your nervous system, it's going to heal, your body's going to physically function better. Your mental, emotional well-being is going to feel so different. I'm telling you, I've been through this myself, you guys, and moved through feeling stuck and shut down and burnout and overwhelm for honestly like a 3-year stretch after a major life event. And it was through understanding my nervous system and how to meet myself in the specific state I was in, and having those tools that I knew worked for my body, and just slowly using them consistently, that helped me to move out of that overwhelm, that helped me to find safety to be seen, that's helping me now to release the perfectionism, the good girl conditioning, these last layers that are still holding on, that my ego and my nervous system are gripping to because they feel familiar, which means they feel safe. But it's these tools that are allowing me to move out of it completely so that I can step into my authentic self. And so if this is something you need help with, I would love to support you. Check out the show notes for the link to join us. I just want you to know that you are so not alone. If you're going through a tough time right now, it is normal. It is all working out for you. And I want you to just remind you to shift the perspective to the thought that feels more real and true in your body. You are not doing anything wrong. It is normal to be going through feelings of discomfort, to feel uncertain, to feel a sense of loss when we're letting go of things that no longer serve us. Sending you so much love. Talk to you next week. Thank you so much for joining me. If you like this podcast, please be sure to rate, subscribe, and share it with a friend who might need it. And if you're curious to discover where you're at in your nervous system right now and would like tools to support yourself in whatever state you're in so you can create more safety in your body, to feel more grounded and connected with yourself and others, I've created a free quiz that allows you to discover your current state right now and receive a practice with your results for immediate support. Check out the show notes to grab it. I cannot wait to chat with you next time.